Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure tonight to welcome back to our studios Anna Marsden Fox, the Executive Director of State Ballet of Rhode Island. Welcome back, Anna.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Nice to see you again, and you look great as always with your smiling face and enthusiasm that you have for the State Ballet of Rhode Island. I noticed something on the card that you gave me before the show started that I don't think I've ever commented on before, but the website for your group is stateballet.com?
Yes, that's correct.
So that just shows a little bit of longevity, because as everybody knows, there are 50 states just in the United States alone that could have had that name, but you got it.
Yes.
So State Ballet of Rhode Island has been around for a while, right?
Yes, we were founded in 1960 by the Marsden family. My mother, Hertzi Marsden, is founding Prima Ballerina, and my father at that time was the artistic director.
All right. Well, anyone that's lived in Rhode Island for any period of time knows that name and all the great events and things that have taken place over the years. She's been doing this for a long time. She's not still dancing, but still, you know, involved.
Well, oh, you must understand, everything goes through her. When we need a decision, it goes through her as well. And she is celebrating her 80th birthday this year. It's just amazing to us that she can still rule the company in such a respected way. Everyone respects her. They look for her knowledge mm-hmm. when needed, and actually we're really, really very blessed to have her still running the company.
Excellent. Now, specifically tonight, we're going to talk about Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, which is going to be on Friday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., and then Saturday, March 24th, at 1:30 p.m., all of those performances at the Park Theater in Cranston?
Yes, the lovely Park Theater. And just to let everyone know, there is free parking, and we hope that audiences will join us for our new pre-performance events, such as opening night. We have a champagne and Alice Martini reception, and that begins at 6:45 p.m., right up until showtime. And then on Saturday at 12 noon, we have our Mad Hatter Tea Party for kids to enjoy. And you can excite your children with a cast of a meet-and-greet opportunity, souvenirs. There's a backstage tour and a photo that we take on stage with all the children.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, is Alice old enough to drink?
It's in some of her stories, it seems like she was doing some of that, but no.
Okay, because of Alice Martini or whatever it was.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I know. But I have to tell you, really, the girl who is playing Alice, her name is Ashley Pabone from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and she's 19 years old, and this is her first lead in a performance. Oh. And everyone will fall in love with this Alice because she truly is Alice. She's beautiful.
Hmm.
And I hope everyone gets that opportunity to see her perform.
All right. Well, before we get into more of the cast, I just do want to say a word about the Park Theater, because that's very important. People go to places to see events, and sometimes they'll get into a theater. It might be an older theater, and they're sitting behind somebody, and they can't see, and the chairs are torn or uncomfortable. Well, the Park Theater is not a bad seat in the house. There really isn't, and the chairs are very comfortable. You have cup holders there for your Alice martinis and other thing. But it's a very creature comfort type of place. So that's a good thing. And the free parking is a big, big deal. I mean, you're not going to get that if you go downtown to one of those other theaters in downtown Providence. So that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So we want to talk now about Alice's Adventure in Wonderland. And that I asked you before the show started, that's a little bit different than Alice in Wonderland, right? They're two different things.
Yes. Well, this Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is an adventure that we wanted to bring to audiences. There will be many things that happen on the stage that the audience will be able to remember from what they remember from Alice. Mm-hmm. And we just made it our own. You have such a strange cast of characters, of course. I mean, you have the Duchess and the cook, and then you have the rabbit and the Mad Hatter and the March Hare, the Dormouse, Tweedledum, Tweedledee.
They're all going to be there.
They are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And there's even this very strong deer that becomes friends with Alice. And when Alice thinks she's lost, the deer is there. And for us, the music, it gave a sense of security to Alice. So in the beginning of the ballet, when the curtain opens, her family are celebrating. But when it comes time for when this deer appears, that deer is really her father that gives her the security. And it just makes a great connection throughout the ballet.
All right. Now, the ballet itself, you gave me a few of the details before we started airing the show. It's huge. I mean, you have costume changes and sets and scenery as far as props and all. It's a big production.
It's a huge production for us. I had no idea that no one had done Alice in Wonderland in Rhode Island. And so I believe this will be a premiere just for Alice's Adventures in Wonderland in Rhode Island.
No other ballet company has ever tackled something like this, I'm sure.
At least not in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
But I know it has been out in different states. I'm so excited about it because we've worked very hard to make sure we can accomplish what a true Alice adventure should be. Mm-hmm. And so we have like three scenery people working on scenery. We have three prop people. We have rented backdrops. We have digital pictures. We have over 70 brand new costumes. And that
70.
Yes, and that doesn't even include the wigs and the earrings and the flowered headpieces.
All the accessories that go with it.
It's incredible. So we have about four wardrobe people that have all been working tirelessly on these costumes that are exquisite. Beautiful. It's just an amazing thing to see this all come together, and I am in suspense, believe me.
Well, as executive director, which means a lot of things, you're the producer, you're the director, I'm sure you have your hand in the choreography. There's all kinds of things that are going on for you, so it's a busy thing. I want to get to a little bit of music, and the show opens up with this first piece that we're going to play, right?
Yes, and in this first segment, this scene one, I mean, you have almost all the characters that are throughout the entire show, including the fish, the frog, the Cheshire cat, the caterpillar, the white rabbit, Alice, her family in the beginning, and guests that arrive to come to her house. So I think you'll really enjoy it. When I listen to the music, I hear each and every character when they come out, when they jump, when they've done something funny. And I think everyone's going to enjoy this.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and come back with more of the State Ballet of Rhode Island.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Anna Marsden Fox, the Executive Director of the State Ballet of Rhode Island, and their presentation of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, which is going to take place at the Park Theater on Friday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, March 24th at 1:30. And the Park Theater is at 848 Park Avenue in Cranston, right across from City Hall. And if you would like more information about the show and get tickets, you can do that in two ways, by going to the Park Theater box office, which the phone number is 401-467-7275, or go to their website, parktheaterri.com. Anna, we left off in the fact that this is a huge cast, lots of costume changes, lots of accessories, lots of set designs, all kinds of things happening. And I just wish sometimes, every once in a while, I have this wish that instead of a radio show, I had a television show. Because I would love to show your face and the enthusiasm that you have for what's about to happen. I mean, it's great. Every time you come in here, you have such passion for what you're putting on, that it's infectious, and I hope the audience gets some of that.
Well, we're starting to talk about Act Two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this Act Two opens, this is what sold me on this music. When this music begins, I pictured in my mind flowers dancing, I pictured a carousel, I pictured something in the air moving. So, how to make that come to be? The music just inspired. It really told me this is the ballet music we need to use. And I have these dancers moving around in a circle, like a carousel.
Right.
I have flamingos holding ribbons to make it look like the carousel. We have the cast of characters in the carousel with small insects on their back, as if, and they're going up and down. And then hanging from the sky, we have this beautiful aerialist, and she's representing a butterfly, because in Act One, there was a caterpillar. Now, that same hat the caterpillar had on is now on the butterfly. Mm-hmm. And as she dances with her silks make the shape of butterfly wings.
Wow.
And, yeah, this was like a dream.
Right.
And they're saying, okay, it's going to come true. So we have to get everything in place for this.
But that's the difference. That's why you're who you are, because everybody else would just be like, yeah, we should do something. But you see all this and for the most part, manage to bring it to life.
Well, it's not just me. I have four other choreographers involved.
Mm-hmm.
They are our resident choreographers. I couldn't do this all myself. But when they heard me explain everything, I love working with these people. They want to bring out the vision that I have for Alice. Very traditional, very family friendly. I want it to bring out something you remember from your childhood. And when that Act Two opens, I want everyone's mouth to go,
yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, I can see it. And I'm sure it's going to be one of those ah moments. And I think you said something very important there. Family friendly. You know, we just don't have enough things these days that can be that. And whether you're going back in your own childhood and remembering, if you're a full-grown adult or an older person and remembering this, or you're bringing it to your grandchildren or your children, I think this is a great opportunity to do that and to expose them to something that they don't have a chance to see very often anymore.
No, and many people might not know anything about Alice, or they may. And the thing is, when someone read Alice or had read Alice to their children, or they read it themselves, it became such a love for not only children, but for adults too. Mm-hmm. So it's really for everyone.
All right. Well, we're going to get to another piece of music. You mentioned Act Two, so that's the piece of music we'll go to at this point, and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Anna Marsden Fox, the Executive Director of State Ballet of Rhode Island, and their upcoming presentation of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the story. We haven't spent too much time on it, but I'd like to get a little bit more background. This is an old story with, a great message.
Yes, I have to tell you how it came to be. My late godfather, Sir Anton Dolan, many years ago in the 60s, gave me a record called Alice in Topsy Turvy Land. And I kept that because he was the narrator on it. He had signed it to me. And
wow.
He was not only
a keepsake.
Yes. And I listened to it all the time, and I danced to it all the time in my bedroom. And he was also, Sir Anton Dolan was also our artistic advisor of the ballet company from 1960 to 1983. And then, so I went towards Dolan first because I remembered that record. And then from there, I happened to see the album, and the album was, the composer was Joseph Horowitz. And I said, I gotta get that, let's get that album. And we listened to it, and there's little tick, tick, tick sounds in it. And it's what we're hearing now, except once we said we were doing this with Joseph Horowitz music, in doing the research, Sir Anton Dolan and Joseph Horowitz did Alice in Wonderland together back in 1953 with the London Festival Ballet.
Wow.
In London, England. And it just clicked even more. I felt, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is who we need to use, this music, and follow this story. And then in September, I got an email from someone named Joseph Horowitz. And he says, I hear you're doing my ballet that I composed as well. And my mouth just dropped. It was actually him. And I'm saying to myself, how old is this man?
Yeah.
Well, he's 91 years old. He still composes and conducts music in London. He's very busy. He was kind of curious as to who I was. And then when I responded to him and explained who Sir Anton Dolan was and why we're doing the ballet and all of this, his tune completely changed, and I felt like I found someone connected, a friend. It was wonderful. He's an incredible human being. Yes, it is his music that we are using, and he actually sent me a CD from his private collection that had more music on it than the album, and I just felt honored. And that's how it started.
Wow, what a great story. We have that thread that pulls it all together for you. I'm sure it was exciting for you to be talking to him.
Yeah, I was very nervous, but nothing to hide. And he made it possible for us.
Oh, excellent. The performance we talked about, and I just want to make sure everybody knows those dates. It's going to be Friday, March 23rd, 10 o'clock. And then 7:30 Friday night, and then Saturday a matinee at 1:30, and that's at the Park Theater in Cranston. And tickets are available through the theater, so you can go to the box office. Phone number is 401-467-7275, or simply go to parktheaterri.com in order to get information and tickets. And Anna, there's also, in putting on any production like this, the people that pay the price for the tickets are helping, but it takes more than that, right? It takes contributions and sponsors.
Yes, it does. And I really thank Twin River Casino for being one of our sponsors, along with Rhode Island PBS, Asia Grill, the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation, the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, and Cardi's Furniture. And then there are countless other sponsors and grants that come through that has made this possible. People sitting in the seats are so important to us as well. And in doing that, you're supporting us. And with you in our seats, this will be a successful performance.
Well, I encourage everyone to get out and see this wonderful presentation. The tickets are extremely reasonable when you consider shows at some of the downtown theaters I've been to lately where the tickets are $95, $110. Tickets for this are just $32.50 and $25. So that's great.
Yes.
So a great take, free parking, you don't have to worry about that, and comfortable seating, and every place in the building's a good seat. I don't know if there's any other people you want to mention. We've listened to a lot of music from the show. It's beautiful music. We've got one more piece to go and go out with, but I'll give you a chance to kind of wrap it up here.
Okay, well, I think in this piece of music, you will hear a very royal-sounding event, and that is the entrance of the Queen of Hearts.
Uh-huh.
And she comes out petting her flamingo, of course. And then during this, she sees that there are a couple of roses that are white and not red and gets very concerned, and everyone just begins to shake. And then she lightens up a little bit, and there's a wonderful croquet game. And then when that gets out of hand, she decides to dance herself. And as she's dancing, we had no idea that the Duchess was eating the tarts. The Queen's tarts.
The Queen's tarts were being eaten.
Yes, and the only evidence that there was all the crumbs on her chest and the jelly around her lips. I it's funny. If you want to laugh when you come to this show, you are going to laugh. You're also going to feel great inside because it's beautiful, and you're going to see classical ballet.
There you go. Nothing better than that. Beautiful costumes, and more importantly, beautiful dancing by some very, very talented people. Anna, always great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us about this. I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
Thank you, and I hope to see people in our seats. They mean more to us than you know.
All right. Get out and support the State Ballet of Rhode Island. Go to parktheaterri.com. Get your tickets and see a wonderful presentation. We're going to listen to one more piece of music, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.